A change of face. Hi, Betty. I haven't seen you for a long time. How are you?
Pretty good, I guess. How about you, Tom?
Well, work has been pretty stressful lately.
That doesn't sound good. Why is that?
Our bank has a new manager. He just started 2 weeks ago.
I see. Is he very strict?
I don't think so. He seems like a nice guy and he understands the business well.
So, what's his problem?
Well, he's really difficult to read.
Read? What do you mean?
Well, when I talk to him, he just looks at me and doesn't say anything. I can't tell what he's thinking about me.
Doesn't he give you any feedback?
None. When I've finished giving my report, he just says, thank you, and that's it.
Well, maybe that's because you did a good job. Anyway, men don't usually show their feelings as much as women, right?
But why can't he even just smile? It's not as if his English isn't good enough. In fact, you can hardly tell at all that this guy is not American.
You mean he is from overseas?
Yeah, actually he's from Germany. He was a manager at our branch in Hamburg.
Well, that explains a lot. Germans typically do not express much emotion in the workplace.
Really? But the previous manager, Deborah, used to give us all kinds of feedback. She would say, that's great, or I really like what you're doing, or something like that. She always had something positive to say.
You mean she never criticized you?
No, not that I can remember. She was always saying nice things to us and taking us out to lunch and such. Deborah was a lot of fun.
Don't you think it's a bit strange if a boss is a fun person?
No, why? Everyone liked her.
Then why did she get replaced?
Well, our branch was not meeting the goals set by the head office.
Well, maybe that's because Deborah wanted you to like her, so she didn't push you hard enough. As a result, you didn't meet the goals.
I think you're right. Maybe this new manager's style is the best for our office. But I will need some time to get used to it.